Welcome to the 5-Minute Catch-Up. I'm Nathan McGlye from the General Practice Improvement Team, and here are the 5 things you need to know. The transition to telehealth video as an alternative to face-to-face consultation has required practices to adopt and adapt new technologies. This episode covers the basic technologies required to smoothly implement Health Direct Video or other telehealth solutions in your practice. Number 1. Internet speed. As Health Direct Video Call requires the use of internet to connect the practitioner to the patient, it is very important to make sure that your general internet connection is stable and fast. You may have heard many different terminologies describing internet connection, such as bandwidth, kbps, and mbps. For simplicity, we will generally use the term speed to describe your connection. To ensure that you get the best possible video quality for your online consultations, we must check that your internet connection speed is fast. Health Direct Video Call has a dedicated connection test page that will test everything it requires to properly use the service. The link to Health Direct's Video Call Connection Test page is available below. When you do check your speed on the Health Direct website, as a reference, anything above 1000 kbps or 1 mbps will allow you to have decent quality video for your consultations. Generally, the higher the speed, the better quality you can generally achieve in your consultations. If you find that your internet speed is slower than 1000 kbps or 1 mbps, then it may be of benefit to speak with your internet provider to discuss getting a faster speed. Number 2. Internet browsers. Health Direct Video Call is compatible with a wide range of internet browsers. It is important that your practice uses a modern browser to avoid glitches when using the Health Direct Video Call platform. On Microsoft Windows machine, Google Chrome or Firefox is best. On Apple machines, Apple Safari is best. However, you can also use Google Chrome or Firefox. Some computers may still be running Internet Explorer, however. This is a very old browser and is generally incompatible with modern internet. Whenever possible, it is recommended that your practice use Google Chrome, Firefox, or Apple Safari when using Health Direct Video Call. Number 3. Webcam and microphone. The webcam and microphone are the two main components to being able to communicate with your patients. Generally, a webcam will have both a camera and a microphone, meaning you only need to purchase one unit and you'd be ready to go. It is important to remember when purchasing a webcam that it is actually very likely that the webcam you purchase is good. If in doubt, ask your local retailer about your options for purchase. The placement of your webcam in your consultation room is also very important. Generally, webcams have a way to place it on top of the computer monitor. This allows your camera to get a good view of you and your microphone to capture your voice well. Ensure that there is adequate lighting in your room so that your patients can see you clearly. With regards to tablets, if you already have a tablet with a built-in microphone and camera, you can use this as your primary device when using Health Direct's video call platform. And lastly, you may want to consider 2 monitors so that you can see your clinical information on one screen and the patient on the other. This will save swapping between screens during the consultation. A separate laptop or tablet would work as well. Number 4. Computer security. Health Direct Video Call does not require any additional programs to be installed on your computer. It runs in the internet browser. Therefore, it is generally advised that you don't install any other programs you find on the internet, unless specifically directed by an official Health Direct support officer. This prevents potential viruses and breaches in your practice. As best practice, we always recommend that your practice has installed internet security software. For more information regarding protecting your practice from malicious programs and human error, the link to the RACGP's guidelines for security is available below. Number 5. RACGP requirements. And finally, with this transition to a new approach to conducting clinical consultations, there are added requirements to how documentation should be done. In Section 5.6, documenting a telehealth video consultations in the RACGP Telehealth Video Consultation Guidelines specifically advises that clinicians should 1. Document that the consultation was conducted by video conference with the patient's consent. 2. Document patient and location of the video consultation. 3. Document who was present other than the GP and distance specialist and the patient's consent for such parties to be present. And 4. document the rationale for a video consultation instead of a physical consultation. For more information about these requirements, visit the link to the RACGP document available below. And that wraps up our 5-minute catch-up. Capital Health Network is always available to answer your queries. If you have any questions regarding any of the information in this podcast, get in contact with us via email available below. Or give us a call on 6287-8099. On behalf of everyone here at Capital Health Network through the ACTPHN program, we thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode.